The post-match interview.
Okay, we can get back downstairs to the Tigers' rooms. Here's Riley Beveridge.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Down here with Richmond defender Dylan Grimes. Dylan, three in a row. Finally feel like you're starting to get your best footy back?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's for us, it was always a matter of, like, can we get our contested ball numbers up? Can we get our pressure numbers up? And from there, we just play. And, yeah, we were able to do that early, I think, in the game. And, you know, Melbourne, to their credit, I think at various stages, they really challenged us offensively and defensively. And, yeah, their corridor use is definitely a strength of theirs tonight. But overall, really happy with the result.
Defensively, it looked like you stopped their ball movement through the corridor in particular. You got a lot of time by yourself down there. You were able to zone off. Was that a plan going into the game, or was it just the way it worked out?
Yeah, we play that style of defence where we try and get a bit of depth behind the ball, and we rely on our pressure up the field, and one sort of goes hand in hand with the other. So, yeah, we're able to play our way for the majority of the night, which is really positive. And I think it's a couple of weeks in a row that I think we've, you know, I feel that we've put through four-quarter performances. So, all in all, really happy with it.
Dylan, congratulations on the win. It's Ian Cohen here, Ben Casnelia, Cam Mooney, premiership star with the Cats, and also Heath Buck as well. Could you believe your luck in standing down there? It was almost like you hadn't put your deodorant on or something like that, because no one came anywhere near you for about the first three quarters. You were just goalkeeper down there.
I know. I did get a bit lonely at times. I think you're right. I must have had a bit of bad breath or something. But, look, I think it was a plan that we had going into the game. And, yeah, as I said before, it was good that we were able to execute it.
Well, it was the position that Rance obviously used to play a lot. You've had to shuffle it around. You've had to change your game slightly, but it was a complete success story. Were you surprised that the Demons didn't put a Tim Smith, Jaden Hunt, Petrarca, it doesn't matter, someone just to make you accountable?
Well, I think it's sort of the ball sort of got stopped right before me a lot of the time, so I was getting that depth, and as you said, I was by myself. But the higher backs were just so good at turning the ball over tonight. I mean, I think Nick Vlosten took about 13 marks, and you know, a heap of those would have been from, you know, intercept possessions. So I think like to get our high backs playing so well, and to get them really structured in front of me was really, really positive.
Dylan, Cam Mooney here, congratulations. As the game went on, did you feel that you had more run in your legs than Melbourne did with your spread, particularly away from stoppages? And you had a great view of it standing where you were.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was sort of a matter of we felt like we'd be able to crack them open because we had a lot of possession in the forward, in the first half. And, you know, as I said before, our pressure numbers were high. So we knew that if we just maintained that pressure, maintained the rage, we were able eventually to crack the game open. And, yeah, as you said, in the last quarter, we were able to do that. But Melbourne, to their credit, I thought they fought it out, you know, right to the end. And I think the challenge always playing against Melbourne is their offensive game and their use through the corridor. And, yeah, they challenged us at various stages tonight for sure.
Dylan, from a defender's point of view, and probably the defensive six or seven that you guys have there now with Rance has been out for over a month, how are you all finding your new roles? I guess everyone's had to step up a little bit. How are you all finding it, the cohesion and all those type of things?
Yeah, he obviously leaves a huge gap first and foremost, and he was a terrific leader. So I think probably the biggest gap, to be honest, was
the voice.
Yeah, the need for our younger players and you know, some more established players as well to really step up and fill that hole. But, you know, Dimmer always says we play a team style of defence. So, you know, although he was an absolute terrific player, we were able to, you know, everyone in the back line raised just a little bit. And it's been an awesome learning experience. As you know, as much as it is a negative not having him there, the positive is that, you know, players like myself were challenged to lift and challenged to grow. And I think the last couple of weeks we've been able to do that.
Dylan, tell us a little bit about Sydney Stack. You'd be calling him Haystack after that hit on Jack Viney.
Yeah, he was an absolute steal. I think we picked him up later on in the draft, and early on in the preseason, he showed some amazing signs. He was able to push himself incredibly hard on the track, and you know, early in the JLT, he was able to show us what he could really do. And I think it's been awesome to see you know, that translate into the home and away season. And gee, he's just a hard nut, and I love playing with him for that reason.
And great for your club. You just sort of had to change the mix a little bit with Stack. Obviously, Liam Baker, who was really, really good tonight, I thought he was one of your best players, and Jack Ross. It's just a different look and a little bit of a different mix.
Yeah, it is. And like, I think it's taken a couple of weeks just for the dust to settle with that. I mean, we lost, obviously, you know, a few players, but brought some good ones in. And, you know, it's been awesome opportunities for guys like Sydney, for example, like Jack Ross, like Liam Baker, to come in and, you know, show everyone what they can really do and why they were drafted. And I think there's, you know, there's still plenty more to see. They've only played a handful of games between them. So it'll be exciting rest of the season, I think.
Dylan, is Jack Ross a man-child?
Oh, absolutely.
He
That's actually
huge
his nickname.
From up here.
That's actually his nickname around the club because he's an absolute beast. He's got a head on him. He looks like he's about 25.
he's got thought you were going to say something else.
And his personality, he's a very mature player. I can definitely see him. Pushing for some pretty significant leadership roles in the future as he grows and gets a bit older. But on field he's already there, and it's been really exciting for us to see.
Dylan, what does the rest of the week hold for you now? You've got a little property. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Do you actually live on the property, or do you just go out there and
he's
do a little bit
vineyard.
Of farming?
Got the vineyard.
Got the vineyard.
Yeah, no, I'm there probably about 5 or 6 days a week. So get back after training. And
is it up near Macedon somewhere?
It's in Mount Macedon. So it's about 50 minutes northwest of the CBD. And, it's 80 acres there. So it's a good mental release for me. Mm. And it's really, to be honest, it's been awesome to bring up other players as well, some players that weren't from the country, and get them on motorbikes and quad bikes and throw a few yabby nets in and that sort of thing. It's been a real good mental release for me. And so over the next couple of days, we've got country visits in Friday, so I'm heading up to Yay for a few school visits, and then mainly just rest and recovery. It was a short week and the bodies are certainly feeling that way.
Who got most out of their comfort zone up there on the farm with you?
Well, actually, funnily enough, Jack Higgins, but he wasn't even there. So he comes up to me. We had a bit of a bonfire early days, and there's a few boys there, and he saw some photos and comes up to me the next day at training and says, "Mate, how did you do that?" And I said, "How did I do what? What do you mean?" And he goes, "How did you light a fire?" And I said, "Oh, well, we just, started off with twigs and the logs get bigger and bigger until you got a big fire." And he goes, "Really? That's amazing."
Oh, city boys, seriously. Yeah. They make me laugh.
Oh, that's very good stuff. Oh, he played pretty well too. At least he can play footy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's not much good on the farm, but he's certainly good entertainment.
Not building rockets, so that's good. Dylan, we will let you go. Cam Mooney's got one more for you.
I was just going to say, we spoke with Blake Carousel before the game, and it was... what's been the turnaround, I guess, for the last couple of weeks? I know there was obviously that bit of a shock. Rance goes
he
down.
He might have to hurry it up here, boys, because I think he's got to go. So he's got to run on your team, mate.
Don't worry about it. You go and recover, mate.
Hey, Dylan, fantastic. Appreciate your time on K-Rock. Sensational talk with you. Good luck next week.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for having me.
Dylan Grimes, the goalkeeper extraordinaire, basically, for the Richmond Football Club.
The post-match interview.